This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, February 9th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Morningstar News reports another killing at the hands of an enraged Hindu mob in central India. The mob attacked Leela Bai, a 25-year-old woman who was 8 months pregnant. They kicked her in the stomach and killed the child. She miscarried on the way to the hospital. In addition, Open Doors reports over 1,000 physical attacks and death threats per year like this, most of which are attributed to the Hindus. Meanwhile, Islamic extremists have killed over 100 Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo in January alone, in at least 4 separate attacks. Open Doors reports that, quote, these predominantly Christian communities are attacked by an Islamic extremist group with a clear Islamic expansionist agenda, end quote. But let us remember the words of Jesus in Matthew 5, verse 44. Love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. We caught up with Gina Goh from International Christian Concern on the newly released 2021 United Nations report on North Korea and human rights violations. She said Christians are still, quote, systematically imprisoned by the regime, end quote.
People who do have a religion and practice, they are systematically imprisoned without due process and are subjected to harsh treatment for exercising basic human rights. So in the report itself, it doesn't really mention a lot of the actual cases, I guess due to lack of access to the country. But some of the things it did mention in the report, in a way they have been echoed in other reports. You know, in these reports, you can tell that, you know, they continue to imprison Christians for having Bibles, trying to share the gospel.
Continue to pray for our North Korean brothers and sisters as persecution only seems to get worse for them, according to these reports. President Donald Trump is rejecting an offer to testify at his second impeachment trial before the U.S. Senate, per the Daily Wire. The president's attorneys submitted a brief on Monday calling the impeachment trial, quote, political theater, end quote. The defense addressed the accusations of incitement during the rally preceding the riot on January 6th. Saying, quote, Mr. Trump spoke for approximately 1 hour and 15 minutes. Of the over 10,000 words spoken, Mr. Trump used the word fight a little more than a handful of times, and each time in the figurative sense that has long been accepted in public discourse when urging people to stand and use their voices to be heard on matters important to them. It was not and could not be construed to encourage acts of violence, end quote. Now 18 years of age, the Christian child rescued by her natural mother from a lesbian who was allegedly abusing the child has surfaced in Nicaragua. Isabella Ruth Miller issued a short testimony via the website 419fund.com. She said, quote, I, Isabella Ruth Miller, am grateful for the life that God has given me these past few years and rejoice in the blessings he has granted me. I am not willing to testify against Mama or anyone who has helped bless my life these past years. I am committed to continue to serve God in the days to come. End quote. Her mother, Lisa Miller, turned herself into authorities on January 19, 2021 in Nicaragua. She issued a statement in which she praised God, quote, for protecting as in a cloud pillar and sheltering my daughter Isabella and I these past 11 years, as I have been raising her for Christ in an undisclosed location, end quote. Two Mennonite pastors and a Christian businessman, Philip Zodiades, have been in prison for years over the rescue of the child. More information on the story can be found at 419fund.com. The TSA is implementing its mask policy for passengers refusing to wear masks in airports, threatening fines of $250 to $1,500. Delta Airlines has already banned 1,000 passengers for refusing to wear the face covering, according to CNN. 47 U.S. senators have joined together to sponsor a pro-life bill that would permanently institute the Hyde Amendment, restricting federal tax funding of abortion. The bill would also, quote, ensure that Affordable Care Act premium assistance subsidies provided in the form of refundable, advanceable tax credits are not used to pay for health insurance plans that include abortion, except in cases of rape, incest, or when the life of the mother is at risk, end quote. However, President Biden has already committed to opposing the Hyde Amendment ban on abortion funding. It is unlikely that the Roman Catholic Church will excommunicate President Joe Biden, who regularly participates in Mass in Washington, D.C., although the U.S. Catholic Bishops Conference has complained of Biden's pro-abortion stance. The Archbishop overseeing D.C. churches, Wilton Gregory, is not going to bar communion from the president. The Archbishop told Religion News he wants to have a, quote, relationship and a conversation, end quote, with Joe Biden, and he's interested in issues like the environment, equality, and racial justice. According to the Edison exit polls, 52% of all Catholic voters in 2020 went for Biden and 47% for Trump. Meanwhile, 76% of white evangelical Protestants voted for Trump and only 24% voted for Biden. And finally, in a score of 31-9, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won Super Bowl 55 against the Kansas City Chiefs. The game, played on the last Lord's Day, was quarterback Tom Brady's seventh championship. The first NFL championship game, which aired on national television, occurred on Sunday, December 23, 1951. Remember the admonition of Hebrews 10, verse 25, "But let us not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, February 9th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.